Audiobook reel.
The American handed Lamus another cup of coffee and said, "Why don't you go back and sleep, sir? We can ring you if he shows up." Lamus said nothing. Just stared through the window of the checkpoint along the empty street. "You can't wait forever, sir. Maybe he'll come some other time. We can have them contact the agency. You can be back here in 20 minutes. "No," said Lamus. "It's nearly done."
"I'm Mrs. Beckwith, Lord Fortescue's private secretary," she announced, shaking my hand briefly. "Welcome to Wickham Hall. I've been sent to sort you out, introduce you and whatnot."
"Pleased to meet you," I say with a smile. Mrs. Beckwith reminded me of my old English teacher, a brisk, no-nonsense woman who forbid us ever to start a sentence with "but." "Is Pippa?"
"Pippa won't be in today. Possibly all week," said Mrs. Beckwith, gesturing towards the staircase.
September 3rd, 1939. The last minutes of peace ticking away. Father and I were watching Mother dig in our air raid shelter.
"She's a great little woman," said Father.
"And getting smaller all the time," I added. 2 minutes later, a man called Chamberlain, who did Prime Minister impressions, spoke on the wireless. He said,
"As from 11 o'clock, we are at war with Germany."
I loved the "we."